That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update them with the times and everything, you know, and there's always a message involved.
Happening, welcome back to another edition of the Backbenchers Podcast. This is episode number 135. My name is Uncle Barry, ready to kick it with y'all. ESV's in the house. Shout outs to rest of the squad in absentia. And we drop new episodes every Tuesday and Fridays on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you check out our visuals on YouTube, TikTok, all the social media platforms. This one is dedicated to our new listeners. And yes, I want to start right there. What's up, bro?
Gucci.
I'm Gucci like the chains.
Oh, nice. I want to start with dedication.
Dedicate one.
Yeah, I've dedicated the episode to our new listeners. Mm-hmm. So I don't know when you caught the wind of the backbenches. But whenever you did, if you did it maybe weeks ago, maybe this year, can we consider you a new listener, you know?
Yes, sir.
Earlier when we were going to town, a song was playing. Like I passed by your digs, and a song was playing. Like the last track that played, I think it was like a Drake song. Eh? Mm-hmm. And the song is a Blame from his album More Life, way back. So it kind of has like contradictory words. Like, you know, when you speak dedication, I want to dedicate to you a song like that has a message. Like, we used to even do this in high school. Like, I'm dedicating this, you know, like, like when we used to write even physical letters. I don't know if people do those things these days, but those were golden days. I'm there, I'm writing your dedication, this song. I felt like it was tough dedicating Blame to anyone, any chick, because I don't know even which part of the message you're going to get. Definitely, I know why I'm sending it. I know why I'm dedicating this to you, because of so and so. Maybe there's a message that Drake is sending that I feel like he's speaking for me. So, come in. Let's just Drake speak for me. Let me dedicate this one to you. Then you vibe to the track, but you fail to get the message. Maybe you get the other message, because I felt like the whole song was kind of contradictory. Yeah, I don't want to go maybe deep into the lyrics, but when something contradicts the other, you know, it's kind of maybe.
Give me an example.
Like, what are the songs saying? You know, I believe maybe you can pull the track, by the way.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
But the whole, I think it was actually even calling it
those things,
a playlist.
Running, yeah. Stop running to your ex, he's a waste man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is good. Yes. Mm-hmm. You need to hear that. Then I think he says something later again that, We can just vibe to the jam. We can just vibe to the jam. Yeah, so long as we talk over it, nobody's gonna sue us.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Unruly.
What ass.
Unruly. Unruly. My ass. Who keeps bringing more? I've had too many. This Virginia done me off already. I'm Blame for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm Blame for real, I might just say how I feel. Don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you gold, no spray tan.
So clearly Drake is sending a message like a bounce back nigga. Like, don't switch on me, I got big plans. Stop running to your ex, he's a waste man. Like, I got these plans for you. Like, oh, baby, just pull the lyrics, nice. Because I know what I like, and I know how I want to live my life. I don't need your advice, you're not here, and we both know why. So, move for me when you're extra, move for me with that pasta. I'm building up a house where they raise me. But I still feel like one song can really not tell the message that I'm trying to maybe bring to you. Because at the same time, I think it's a tough gig. I don't know how we used to do it. Now that I'm really, now that I'm maybe grown and I can look back at it, I've had like maybe deeper like connections with music. I understand more than I used to maybe 10 years ago. Yeah. So I feel like for me to like have to dedicate a song to you, I must know what my full intentions are. Like this song is really speaking to it. It could be maybe the title of the song, Come Get Some.
Yeah.
Big pause.
Yeah. So as I was saying, I love this topic of dedication because I did something wrong. I didn't understand the music. It was this busy signal jam, missing you. Miss you. And there are some nasty lyrics there about how they're gonna have sex and then the neighbors like gonna disturb the neighbors and all that. God damn. So I didn't know about all that part. Funny enough, I dedicated this to my cousin. So like from that day I was like by this time I'm like in form two. So I'm like, God damn, I should know more about what I'm trying to dedicate to whoever. I think after that I came pretty good at dedicating songs because I remember there's a time I dedicated a song to a lady, and she thought I was gonna marry her, man. We were pretty young, really.
Because it's sentimental like that because they feel that type of way.
Yeah.
Not maybe marriage could be my bigger step, sis, but I feel like even it's something special. Like, yeah, I dedicate this song. I mean, even radio station used to do this. Like, you're calling, you can, like, hey, I'm sending this song to so and so, my girl, my mom, blah, blah, blah. This to go to, you feel?
Yeah.
Because songs have messages and people want to have messages, want to send messages. But I think the problem is how this is being received. Because. For you, your only message was "I miss you."
Yeah.
But you know, later on, you don't even know what they took from that. But
no, she took it well though. She took it well though. I think she also understood the missing you part, not the other nasty.
Yeah, that's the part of it. Part.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to really tread carefully when you try to like.
Yeah, like
dedicate
like,
something.
Yeah, I think you should have listened to the song a lot of times that you also love it. Some level to dedicate it to someone.
True. Yeah.
I think it's more like a gift. Gifting someone. You know, you wanna gift someone something that you know they're gonna like or you know, just a research on it.
Yeah, definitely. Not something shitty, you know. I feel you. So you have to think it through. Oh, tough. But usually like in most cases when somebody's dedicating a song, it's usually like the most common is like it's with lovers now.
Yeah, mostly like
it's a man dedicating a song to a lady or a lady doing the same or just partners just doing the same, you know.
Or friends too.
Or even friends too, I get you. It depends on the message though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need to really do your homework as a person before you even dedicate a jam.
Yeah.
Like listen to it, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to dedicate me some hard metal rock and I don't even listen to that, man.
Exactly. Yeah. You can even send a nice track but with no message.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, are you just putting me on a good sound? Like, what is it here? Music is really sensitive, bro.
Music is sensitive. Music is sensitive in so many ways because just randomly, you guys chilling, let's say even at home, there's some music you could put on and then it would really, you know, make everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Straight.
Yeah. Like
Without even without you saying a word, it's just a rapper.
Yes. Yes. Like everybody's just like, what?
It's just Biggie talking
what?
For me.
Like, come on, somebody just. Yeah. Get something else to play.
Then Big is like, I wear boxers so my dick can breathe. The whole room is like, they're looking at you, the ox. Like, bro. What are you trying to tell us?
I mean, get a DJ if there's no one good at that. Because I remember there's a time, my parents, growing up, my parents are, you know, religious, so most of the time it's gospel music. So I remember there are few times they will just be like, wanna play something else. You know, I don't know whether it was to test us, but we were young, and Dick has been a rhythm fan for a very long time. So there's this day Dick went then put on some Nasty Vibes Cartel song, man. And then it was also, it had visuals, so man,
yeah,
everybody's sitting tight. I had to leave the room, you know.
So you because you know what, your bro failed at one part. Reading the room.
Exactly.
I see where you excelled.
I left the room. I knew this been a bounce on me. Like, why is a younger brother listening to this kind of music and just allowing it?
Yeah. But it's crazy because even if you look back, even before, like, even albums had the explicit advisory on them.
Yeah.
It used to be like, I think it began during the NWA era. Because with an attitude. Because like, you know, rap is coming onto the scene and it's vulgar, bro. It's, do this, fuck your friends, blah, blah, blah. But all this is vulgar, but if you listen to the whole track, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
But some bits of it, we can't even play it on radio.
Yeah, I remember that there's some skits that were just fully pornographic, you know.
Yeah, exactly, bro. There's a skit, I think, even the titles, there's a skit on Biggie's album, Bring to Die. It's called Fuck Me.
Yeah.
Bro, it's a whole minute. If you if you are the one with the ox and you forgot that part to maybe play next, you will be embarrassed at yourself.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So even if you look back when, because you know, some activists like folks, parents, like just guys in the organization who were looking for the well-being of children, they sued the industry for this, for having like explicit lyrics on songs.
Yes.
So that's why it I think it was a rule that passed in some, I don't know, I'm not sure of the year, but in 80 something or 7 something, I'm not really sure, I stand corrected, but that's when now, like, if you produce any album or any artwork with explicit content on it, you have to put the parental advisory. Because now we know what to even maybe buy for our kids. Because my kid told me to get me the latest Soulja Boy. I didn't know Soulja Boy is going to cast the whole album.
He's definitely going to cast.
But I mean, it sounds like a Soulja Boy, It's a boy trying to be a soldier.
Yeah. It's already a cast.
Yeah. So I totally understand where our people will look at you if you play certain kind of music. Yeah. Like even with DJs. DJs really have a tough gig, bro. Like reading the room, what can I even do? You know, sometimes you'll be on a brand, you're this DJ, you only play hip hop.
Yeah.
Then you get into a scene where, hey bro, doesn't look like
they're
going to jam with that 50 Cent. You have to now maybe create something. Be creative, do you. Yeah, it's tough.
On a DJ's perspective, I think the awkward or the hard part would be, you know, just playing your thing, and then receiving like over 10 people coming and going like, hey, can you play me this? Hey, can you play me this? Hey, can you play me this? Yeah, because I feel at that point, you kind of not on your level to some. To some level also, because if you're really doing your job, no one in a club should come and tell you like, yo, can you play me that big song?
Yeah,
you know,
I get what you mean. Like, from a DJ standpoint, nobody wants to be told how to do their work.
Yes,
especially from somebody who's supposed to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough. Sometimes it might be tough taking more than 2 requests and even actually get to play them, because you feel like, yo, I'm messing up with my old playlist. I had something planned on, I had this coming. I mean, it's all the technicalities that comes with even just playing any sound. You can't just play something that is maybe of high IDBM or something like that, and maybe something with like low decibels. You have to maybe balance.
Yeah.
So, yes, I know somebody's messing up with your craft, but at the end of the day, if you look at it at a service standpoint, you're here to deliver to the people. And if this is what the people want, you played them go part.
Go paro.
Everybody, if the people want to go pato the whole evening,
they gotta go pato.
You already know, like, these guys want this kind of sound. Mm-hmm. So you tap into that, Dex, like, all the good names you can mention.
But it's crazy.
But it's
crazy.
Tough. It's tough.
It's tough. I think I'll just make sure they're well lit.
Yeah.
So that if I play my things, you don't come here bothering me with your go patos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but do you also feel the person who is making the request? Because, you know, when the DJ actually plays my request, do you know how that makes me feel?
I know, like, but you're already fucking up with my whole plan,
I get
man.
I get it.
Go Pato is another 120 BPM.
I
want to play 65.
I know you're trying to chill, cool, as we go uphill.
Uh-huh.
But look at it this way. Imagine I'm there, I'm chilling with my friends. I tell you, this is my local, it's my birthday. Then I'm like, okay, let me just go and request one song from, like, whoever. And
but you gotta go.
I'm like, hey, bro, like, please play me this.
But you gotta go.
Even if these songs later comes on, maybe 8 tracks later on, as long as the DJ gets to play my request,
song,
I kind of feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even with radios, mm-hmm. imagine now, okay, you know, with the DJs, yes, you feel like there's that easy approach.
Yes.
With radio, this person is playing on frequencies. We don't know where they are. Somewhere in Nairobi, we're listening in Mombasa.
Mm-hmm.
Then they open their phone lines. Then they're not taking requests. You can imagine now how busy the radio lines get.
Yeah.
And imagine your track, your line, your phone line going through,
mm-hmm.
and now your track being played on air. Bro, that was the biggest of flex.
That's for sure.
So I feel like DJs should look at it also that way. Sometimes, yes, I know I'm messing with everything you plan.
Mm-hmm.
And some DJs are like, bro, we're not taking any requests. Like, I'm not doing this.
Requests. Just giving you the look.
Just but for you to also not let the crowd to maybe come for make requests, you have to maybe stand out. You work on another level, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like,
read the crowd.
Yeah, like, I remember leaving Blanket and Wine,
yeah.
but I left because I really wanted to rush home. I was working the following day.
Mm.
But when Mr. C got on deck, bro, like, just feeling the energy as you leave, you're like, shit, that everybody's about to have a good time.
Crazy.
You know, I can't be here, but for the guys who are left behind, people are going to have a nice time.
That's good.
Yeah, so sometimes it's even tough. The DJ is just doing his thing, the crowd is lit, yeah, so drinks are being served, we don't even have time for my request.
Go with the mood.
Yeah, the only request is bring my change.
Change is gone at that point.
If you're too litty, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were in town earlier. We went some errands, ESP and I, this morning. Are we recording this on a Tuesday? Actually, apologies. Last week we took a day off without a word. Yes, we had to take a rest, man. So, quick recoveries to Muruki. She's not feeling too well. She should have been here. So we were in town and I was noticing so much going on. And I was telling ESV, bro, the level of alertness that you need to be when you're in Nairobi CBD, especially downtown, like, what do you call it? Like, uptown, Konange Street, those sides. That side is too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking Luthuli Avenue, River Road, mm-hmm. Tomboya.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the level of alertness that you need to navigate the streets of Nairobi, if you are a new person to the city,
mm-hmm.
You gotta be on your game.
Yeah.
Then I think for us now, we've lived in the city now for quite some time, to a point where we used to it. Like, it comes automatic. You know, when I go to town, the devil thinks I need when I go to town, because
mm-hmm.
your mind is tuned. Like, it's I'm going in and out.
Yeah,
it's straight to whatever brought me here. I'm going to be alert. In town, you're like, it's like you're driving, bro. It's like you're upside mirrors, like, you constantly. Yesterday, this is funny. Yesterday, I was in town around 11 p.m. Some one of the street kids.
Yeah.
So he walked up to me and then he said, then he keep walking. They're like, hey, bro, I don't want any coin. Just buy me like a bread. So we kept walking and I'm trying to walk faster, you know, just to maybe like.
Keep off him.
Yeah, just keep off him. Just go straight. It's late because you never know who you're dealing with.
Mm.
man, sometimes when you're going to remove that coin from your pocket, that's when you get robbed.
I have been robbed like
that. Yeah, so it's the 1 out of 10 is genuine. Mm. They just want to fill their stomach.
Yeah.
Yes. But the rest, bro, you have to be careful for your... It's your safety again.
We're in the city.
Yeah, we're in the city again. The same Nairobi. And not to even like... It's a bad thing, but this kind of... This person is used to this environment.
Mm.
They live in the street.
Yeah.
It's not a bad... It's not a bad thing, but it's part of life. It happens.
Yeah.
It's global.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, I'm like, okay, sir, fine. I was like, ah, and I felt like, ah, let me just do it. It's so Jane is like, hey, bro, I'm from Shauri Moyo. You know how this life gets. Just buy me a loaf of bread. I'm keep walking. Then, bless, quick, my tomboy. It's open 24 hours. I'm like, okay, sir, to buy you mkate pale. So I'm like, okay, give me a minute. And again, he's like, ah, no, I want a shida. And then he drops his, like, bag. Alikuwa mse wa, what do you call this, scrap metals.
Mm-hmm.
Then he told me, like, the place where they take the metals is closed, so today he has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay, let's go, let's buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go in. Hey, bro, he went for the for the biggest loaf.
He was hungry for real, bro.
He went for the biggest loaf. Then there's lines, you know, there's like, because that's the only supermarket in the entire street that is open at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many lines, every queue, some cashiers have closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants also to get some other stuff.
Like what?
He wanted some milk and some other... I don't know. He was like...
Margarine?
He was taking me to some other section. I'm like, bro...
No. We didn't agree on
I'm
that.
I'm like, hey, bro, there's time buyer. This line, I can't stand here.
You didn't have cash?
Nah, I gave him 50 shillings. Then I just walked out.
Okay.
Because I felt like 50 would really be ideal. Because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, no. The time, we'll stand here, wait for all this. Because... you just take this and I'm going to chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I did a bad thing or not, but I feel like I still, the gesture, just me still giving out is not a bad thing because I left him in the supermarket and he wanted bread and surely I'm certain he got the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He didn't. Yeah, no, he didn't. He got something else. You know, that normal, like 200 ml? Grams, I mean, 200 grams or
about 600.
Sure. 600 grams, right? That's like 60 shillings, 65, 70 boobs, right?
Yeah, 65.
No, he didn't get the bread, bro.
Because I gave him less.
Yeah, he got a mandazi though. Still, you helped though.
Yeah,
still
I came really, through. Yeah, I feel like came I came through.
Yeah, you came.
Like, apart from the cues, I mean, I felt like I did enough. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, in some cases, you be like, they even trick you and tell you. Just don't give us any money. Let's just go this way. Just buy me food at so-and-so. You get there and you get robbed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying not all of them are bad in that way. But the message I'm passing is you ought to be careful when you're dealing with anybody in the streets of Nairobi. They don't have to be homeless. They don't have to be a stranger. They don't have to be in a suit. You have to be careful.
First of all, anybody...
Extra care.
First of all, anybody's going to sell you... shit on street.
Never buy,
man. Like a phone. Come
never
on.
Buy. Never give them time.
That's how you're gonna lose all.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose the little you had.
Uh-huh.
Plus what you're hoping for.
Exactly. That is what happened with when you go to like the fundies in town. Like,
yeah.
You go to your normal guy. Your normal guy closes the shop. You go to the next person. Then the next person is bad mouthing your guy and says, that is the shop you went. Ah, no, bro. They sell fake stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my place. You go to a place, then he sells you the fake stuff, double price.
Mm-hmm. Stick to your guys.
Stick to your people.
Basically, it's just as you're saying,
mm-hmm.
you have to be attentive. No matter thing you're doing,
time,
or whatever thing,
yeah.
you just have to be attentive. Whether you're just having a nice sit down in a hotel,
yeah,
or just having some coffee,
yeah,
or just, you know, in an Uber
mm-hmm.
or a cab, whatever thing it is,
mm-hmm.
you just have to be attentive
full time,
yeah, because it's crazy right now,
mm-hmm.
That guys are so much into mugging, you know,
mm-hmm.
just
and it's countrywide.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's talking about it everywhere.
Girls are just so much into mugging, bro. Yeah. I actually remember you were telling me about even this guy that got mugged on his way to work.
Yeah, a friend of mine.
Like it's crazy. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Even in places that you've never heard of, insecurities, like corners you've been to all through your livelihood in maybe UIA estate or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the level of insecurity has really gone up. And a major contribution that I come to understand is the cost of living.
Of living, definitely.
Yeah. Because so many people are jobless and there are very little opportunities for even guys to get like day jobs.
Yeah.
You know, the places you can just walk, you can just come today and be paid today's work.
Yes.
You're not even guaranteed of getting the same gig tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if you can just walk into a place and they'll give you today's work and you get your work paid.
Mm-hmm.
Even such opportunities are minimal these days.
Yes.
Everybody's doing everything online. Mm-hmm. We don't need people to be loading stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there's really little that is now. Even talk about like even physical, like hard cash in circulation.
That's really the most rare thing right now. Yeah,
right now, if you're given 1,000 bob for fare in a matatu in Nairobi, like, all they say is like, we don't have change. We don't have change.
We don't.
Yeah.
Because I even remember when we were going to town, we were the only guys who paid cash. Yeah, everybody did M-Pesa.
Look at me and some dude. Yeah, it's only two people. So everybody's not using cash payment even in matatus. Because for me personally, like whenever I have cash, it's cash for my bus fare.
Yeah.
All the time. That's the only reason I usually use cash. Because if I go to the shop closest to here, anywhere, it's a pesa. There's buy goods, there's till number, like, and everywhere you go. So, like, even it has gotten to a point where the people who are being mugged, they don't even have cash on them.
They have a pesa.
You get, so we tend to mug you, you don't have nothing on you. Next thing, they're beating you up, you're trying to fight back, then that's how you get injured.
Like, let me send you.
You know, can't even send them because they're going with the phone as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if it gets to a point where, you know, sometimes I even say, if you get to a sticky situation like that, just say, okay, this is what I got, just pay me.
Yes.
Yeah, just play dumb and leave the next
day. That's for sure, that's for sure. Give them whatever they want. Your life is much better than those few shillings.
Yeah, you need your life to make more. So
yeah,
your life comes first. That's why even going back to like being alert in CBD, I think we've talked about even just like some of the disciplines, how to navigate like CBD. I bet you, because I remember even sometime college days, I alighted at the CBD 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking to my stage so I can take my Nawasuku to where I live. Some guy in a suit, they like, stood them. He managed to convince me. I even like give him like close to, I think, 100 bob or maybe 50. And so the least note I had, I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Telling me like, bro, I'm late for an interview in Lemuru, blah blah blah. He gave me his whole story. He was in a suit.
Damn.
So I'm walking, then I go, then I see him stop another person, tell him the same shit. I can't read lips, I can say that, but he's giving the same shit. So imagine give the same script to like 20 people in a span of 6:30 to 7 a.m.
Hey, 20 is less. That's like 100 people. Because how many minutes did it take to convince you? No, I'm sure less than 5 minutes.
I was feeling so insecure. I had my luggage. I was like, if I give him this, we're done. So I'm going to keep moving. Like, yo, blue boy, I don't want to hear whatever you get to say.
And 100 bob was just you. There's some guy who gave him like 300 or even 500. Yeah, like, yo, bro, go get it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. Yeah. I'm sorry about your situation, man. Take this. Make sure you all.
They're con artists for real. It's hard to read between the line.
Yeah.
It's really hard to read between the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm sorry, but most of the time, the street kids, if they're selling something, I'm really gonna promote them.
Yeah.
And if they're just asking for money, it's always hard for me because there's definitely someone. Just seated, leaving this kid out here to do all this and then collect the money.
Yeah, if the cartel, the cartel is behind that. I know there's genuine stories.
Yeah.
I believe and I see it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if somebody is making a living off somebody's misfortune, that's bring tears to my eyes.
And it's crazy how that you go, you also can't see.
Yeah. And the one that I hate the most, yes, I know somebody in the street can easily convince a good soul.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that really pisses me the most is somebody like conning you. Let's say you go to Luthuli Avenue to get like a TV set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't trying to kill no business for any shop along that street, mm-hmm. but I've had more than two stories, or even with people in person, not even social media. Like how it even went down. So you're like, bro, I save up for my hard-earned money to go and buy a 55-inch. Then you guys rob me my 55-inch, take my money, accuse me of being a thief, and mm-hmm. start a whole commotion.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, if you see it in tapes, you're like, you can't believe it.
Yeah.
Because somebody else came to the same shop, got good services, and went home with their TV set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there hanging on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But your case is different.
Man.
So it's I hate those kind of that's usually I never buy stuff online, bro.
Yeah.
I have a friend, shouts to Andre. Usually like whenever she sees something online and she's a colleague and she's like, hey yo, have you seen this? So I think she's come to a conclusion where I'll never buy stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I see it, if they have an IG page, I'll go to the location, see where they're located.
Yeah.
Okay, Beshara Street, shop number this, on this mall, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Go there physically, examine the goods and buy stuff.
Because
mm-hmm. I've seen cases where people buy, and even myself, like the product that you receive is totally different from what you ordered.
So let me ask you, does this only apply to online Kenyan
stores
yes. or international?
Online Kenyan stores, okay. Especially just, I know the genuine people, I know.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Amazon, definitely.
Amazon, yes. Jumia, yes.
eBay?
Kenimol, yes.
eBay. About eBay?
You can trust them.
Okay.
I even know like there are certain shops in town, you can trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I've been in a case with more than 1, 2, 3 folks, I can trust the rest of you.
That's for sure.
So just, I mean, just...
Let me stick with my two guys.
Let me stick with my two guys and let me stick with my methods. Go to a physical store, get the item, go back home.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with you because most of the time, people lose what they have because of just trying to do things the way someone else is doing.
Yeah.
Come on, that is their way. That is their own method. You can never go through with their own method.
Stick to your lane.
Come up with their own method. Because if you're gonna follow their rules, there's just somewhere you're gonna slip.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They never show you everything.
They will never show you everything.
They will never show you all the tricks in the books, bro.
Speaking of which, uh-huh. I showed you where to make your phone.
Yeah, today.
You had to come back to me.
Yeah.
So you know, it just applies to the same exactly. thing, you know.
Yeah. But you know what? Do you know why I had to come to your guy?
Mm-hmm.
Because my guy went into insurance. He closed mm-hmm. down shop.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy called Edu mm-hmm. closed shop, went into insurance, invested into insurance.
Nice.
So he doesn't do like phones and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to walk into any just shop in town. That's mm-hmm. why I had to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Make time. Go with you in person, get introduced. Like, you see how I even like did it.
Yeah.
So the next time I even show up, just maybe by just phoning him, he's familiar with my face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just show up there because I feel like he might be genuine to you, mm-hmm. but he's going to call me. He's never seen me. That's how I always feel, bro. That's how I always move.
That's why when you go there, you have to make a rapport. Be like, yo.
Exactly.
You know, introduce who you bring in there. Like, yeah. this is Barry. He'll be doing this.
Yeah, a little small talk here, you know, just create some rapport.
Mm.
That really gets you things done. Even the other lady that was sitting next
to me. Yeah, the one who was selling the screen now.
No. There was a lady who was sitting like in green pants.
I saw her.
She was too tired for waiting for all those things to be done. So she was like, just get the phone done. Like, mm-hmm. you'll talk to him. It's like the husband was sorting out her bill. So she's like, talking to the foodie, bro, just finish up, give him a phone. The rest will finish up with him. But what kind of privilege is that, though?
You never
privilege
know.
Privilege from her standpoint, but from the man's, bro, that's expense, bro. What did you break your phone?
That's crazy.
Why is your mouthpiece not working? What you do is just one day.
That's crazy. Because it brings me to a story. Mm-hmm. A really funny story to me. That I feel is just bound to be. Because mm-hmm. people gotta learn. This young man, he's in first year. Mm-hmm. He's half orphan, and he has a girlfriend mm-hmm. that is also a freshman mm-hmm. like him, mm-hmm. and he tends now to be taking care of everything, you know. Like, first of all, he bought the shore. The shore wanted a phone. Uh-huh. He bought the shore a phone.
Sheesh.
30 G's. Shush. So you know what he does? Uh-huh. Calls home, calls the uncle. Send me money. Blah blah.
Makes up stories.
Yeah, the uncle sends money, you know. Uh-huh. And then when the other uncles mm-hmm. call, be like, oh, how are you doing? How's school? School is good. Mm-hmm. So, do you have anything on you? Do you have money? Or are you okay?
I'm always broke.
No. Uncle X didn't send you money? No, he didn't. Mm. So, Uncle A sends money. Mm-hmm. When Auntie C calls,
mm-hmm. same story.
Checks up on the boy, same story.
He has so many revenue streams.
Yeah, and now it's getting to a point that apparently all this money is not getting used to anything serious but the girlfriend.
Oh, man.
The fun is quite... The story is quite intriguing, you know. Mm. So...
I don't know. Freshman, first time, get some the pussy in this person. I know each other.
The most crazy part of all this, mm. the uncles came to know about all this.
Oh, shit.
So...
They want to meet the girl or what?
No. You know, the homeboy uh-huh. insists that the show is really gonna be the one. And okay. The uh-huh. Shore cannot cheat or do anything uh-huh. against
his wishes.
Wishes, uh-huh. because he's done a lot for the Shore.
Uh-huh. That's what he thinks.
That's what he says. So it's quite sad because mm-hmm. everybody's seeing how this is going to turn. Mm-hmm. Because I feel it might turn into something so heartbreaking. That coming out of it, mm-hmm. but it's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
There's so many things that I can make of this. But first, I feel like homeboy is naive to start with.
Yeah.
Is new to this, and the kind of vibes he's giving me is this type that usually wants to impress the chicks by just doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
But just playing dad, playing boyfriend, playing husband, playing sideman, like playing
that missing figure.
Exactly. Like, bro is coming in clutch, bro. Like the sad part is like having to get this money mischievously and spend it on her as fast as like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've you know, being through college, I've seen such things happen mm-hmm. and they never end the same way.
Me too.
Because now is this chick, the picture I'm making of her is she's kind of also materialistic.
Yeah.
It's kind of like she definitely enjoys this. If she's bringing this to her, like, bro, I need a phone mm-hmm. and it's your job to get me this phone,
mm-hmm.
it's a matter of time before she meets men who are willing to spend and have the money to spend.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the time.
And the time. So it's just a matter of time before she's out of his pocket.
Yeah.
If she's that kind of a person. Because when now all this, we found out that this... Nobody's going to send... No one is going to send you money to fund your relationship, bro.
Definitely.
We can easily fund your education, mm-hmm. as you say, is partially offered.
Mm-hmm.
We can easily give you small pocket money here, there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to send you 4K instead of 2 now because you have a girlfriend.
Yes.
It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even for anything, bro. Why are you playing dad? Why are you... He's playing dad, man. Like, are you a daddy? Are you the daddy?
you know the funny... and crazy thing about all this is everybody is trying talking the homeboy out of this.
He's just gonna learn. There's certain life lessons. That, you know, I'm one of these like good learners.
Yeah,
I learn from even like people's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like homeboy being freshman, like. He's about to learn stuff.
He's about to learn a lot. Like, he's straight head on to that. The first mistake, like, boom, let's do this.
He's done it already.
God damn, man.
Yeah.
I think I waited till like second year.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
when.
You put the shorty of fun.
Yeah. That's when I was like trying to play dad and that guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I quickly realized that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, come on, motherfucker.
No.
You're not getting anything out of this.
Yeah.
This is just an experience in life, you know. But it's quite crazy that you wake up only when you slept.
That's when you the moment reality checks on you.
Yeah.
But it's about to learn. I feel like it's about to learn because I'm presuming earlier before college life, you didn't have all these revenue streams.
Yes.
What do you need the money for?
Mm-hmm.
So he's new to this.
Mm.
He's new to the game. He's new to college. He's new to like the freedom of you. You can have a girlfriend. He's new to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of time before he start learning stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Crazy.
Yeah. What a ride. It's going to be a wild one. I don't remember. I don't think I had a girlfriend in freshman year.
For real?
Yeah.
We're just hoeing around.
Big word. I don't recall having a girlfriend in freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sophomore, second year, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But freshman, no.
Mm.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Coming to think about it.
But I was in and out though.
Mm-hmm. Mm. First 2 years, I never had a girlfriend.
I was caught in like a triangle, and it was with classmates, and I didn't like that. So,
wow, you are the Jay-Z, R. Kelly, and Aaliyah.
Maybe to some level.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, it's nasty. This is really one of those crazy stories that I will tell on the pod. But I just feel like maybe they're listening. They'll catch up to this.
Better.
But it's been
the better be listening to this.
In a situation where person A thinks you smashed B, and B confirms the same thing, and maybe they make up something, I don't want to go into the details today. I don't think I'm ready because it's wild, bro.
He said, I don't want to go to the details.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Yeah, it's even tied to even the first time I got head. So, bro.
That's crazy. That's
it's a whole topic. It's Murugi to him to be here.
You know what? That's our Sunday topic, I see. Our freshman year.
Yeah, we have to talk about
it. We gotta talk about that, bro. Because I did a lot of sins, man.
Bro, me
I did
too.
A lot of sin.
Me too.
I did a lot of sin.
I'm telling you, bro, he's about to learn stuff.
Yeah.
He's about to learn a lot.
Yeah.
This is just his first mistake.
This is a very bad mistake because who couples?
It's an expensive mistake.
Yes, because who couples on the first
with another freshman?
God damn,
bro, you moving too fucking. Moving. It's too stupid.
He's actually moving too slow. He thinks he's moving too fast. This is just too slow. He should go, you know, rebrand and do a lot of shit. Because come on, who wants to get stuck with one chile on your freshman year? Because I feel freshman year is where everybody is everywhere. I used to come to KU like almost every day. In my freshman year, it was almost every day.
Leave alone the
Thursdays. The Thursdays came when it was now like in second year, third year, when I was like, I realized like, I need to turn this down.
Not really, because you started making lots of friends there.
Yeah.
That really happened. Because even I remember for me, I used to like also had the time. Mm-hmm. I used to be in Juja a lot until I had so many friends in KU.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I used to now start spending more time in school now.
Crazy.
Because it usually be the guys you came into like school with, like from high school.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys come to college, those are going to be your first friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guys you meet in your in his class first. Does this really ever happen to you?
That
the people you meet first are never your friends when you leave.
Mine is twisted. Okay, definitely that. That one is a definite. Because I don't like hair people. So I love process, you know?
Yeah, let's build
this. Yeah, like know me, I know you. Know me, I know you. Yeah, you know?
That's why
That's why in all of my medical class, the only person you know is Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's the only classmate of yours I ever met.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're gonna try to rush know me like in freshman, no man, I'm gonna run away and I'm gonna make sure you never know me forever. You just see about stories. Yo. Vibe, and it's a vibe trip, you know. And then let's say it's like a week. Everybody don't know each other.
It's a long time.
Yes, everybody don't know each other. Then the first day, actually, when you're still on the bus, you already book yourself a chick. You know?
Yeah. Couple up.
Yeah,
it's important.
You know, but definitely, you know that already you're playing yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what about if you reach the ground and then come to realize that
I don't even like you like that.
There's another booty there. She's the one.
Yeah.
She is really the one. So I feel
yeah.
you need to take your time.
This is I like your perspective is taking me to a topic that maybe I've thought of maybe bringing on air.
Mm-hmm.
Is the talking stage.
Because
I feel for me that's the stage that I enjoy the most when I'm in between courtship with like let's say a lady.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the talking stage is really the important stage.
The most important thing.
This is where we get to know each other.
Exactly.
This is where I get to know your bad day, your good day. How do you sound when you wake up? Like, how do you do this?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I be like calls over text.
Mm.
If the communication really has to be done remotely, I'd prefer calls over text.
Because
I don't even know how you. I don't know how you're sending this. How you sound. Because the talking stage is really, really important. I want to feel your immediate feedback to my joke. How do you bounce? Does this bounce on you?
Because
the emojis, I was in the matatu, since we're talking matatu in the first part. So, sitting next to like a spometro next to the donda. And he was replying his WhatsApp with emojis. That guy didn't even show teeth, bro. So people are laughing, showing new emojis, they're crying, but they didn't really enjoy the joke like that.
Yeah.
So when we're on call and I'm cracking you up, you're laughing to my jokes, you're telling me this, you're telling me buddy stop. Like I feel like talking stage is just important.
Yeah.
At least to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know which stage is important too.
I feel talking is really important.
Yeah.
Well, apart from that is the first impression is really fucking important, man.
Yeah, but you know, we want to, the first impression, yes, that's important.
Mm.
That's like the core. But I feel like the talking stage is when we build the friendship that is going to lead us to the relationship.
Yeah. I think it is actually the most important thing apart from any other stage.
Uh-huh.
Because this is how we're gonna see how this is gonna kick off.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're gonna be boring, I'm gonna straight up know that, come on, I'm gonna keep up with this.
Yeah, because I believe it, you don't get to know somebody best, maybe you're just on one date.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have to go to a couple or more.
Yes.
Just for you to like have a sense of each other. I believe we can sit down once and I'll tell you all my likes, dislikes, everything, all that shit that matters. And you'll feel like you know me.
Mm-hmm.
There's that part that you're going to conclude based on maybe how I move, how I do things. You're like, okay, so you're this kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just going to be your own judgment of me based on how we relate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't just say like, you know me since because I told you this about me.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, what do you make of me? Mm-hmm. What do you think of me?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to spend some time with me to know me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, just as you said earlier, mm-hmm. the frequency is very important. How frequent are we going to be seeing each other?
Yeah.
If I'm going to be seeing you or talking to you mm-hmm. once in a month, definitely not going to know anything about me.
Yeah. Because I think when we're meeting it up is when we're keeping up with each other. How was your day? I'm doing this. You follow up on, did you actually do that?
Mm-hmm.
How did these things go?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you doing tomorrow? Like, mm-hmm. it's just that one cartoon thing. Like, mm-hmm. by the time if we talk daily through like a month straight,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you'll have a whole schedule of maybe how my day runs or my week goes.
Yeah.
Because if you ask me what I'm up to and I'm telling you this is what I'm up to today, this is what I'm up to tomorrow.
Yeah.
You even know the kind of things I'd be even like be interested in doing.
Yes.
Based on us just spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh man, that hits me differently because I'm not good at that. Because I remember just last week
mm-hmm.
there's someone that we were talking with and then I went MIA for almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Then you're coming back.
And then they were just like, yo, you know what? Nice to meet you. And blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm sorry. Because
mm-hmm.
I really realized it's not a really good thing if you want someone to know you
yeah.
and you to know someone.
Yeah.
Wow. It's yeah. crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I think that's a killer of almost all relationships to some level.
True. Yeah, because some of the best relationships start off like as good friendships.
Mm-hmm.
It start off there.
Mm-hmm.
And as a friend knows you.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually feel like the talking stage even shouldn't be rushed.
Yes.
Because somebody might rethink this. You might look at me and be like, nah, bro, mm-hmm. I was feeling you until now. Since you made that comment, everything that I thought good
everything
has changed. So let's not rush. You're getting into like situations that nobody likes.
Yes.
Nobody wants to be here.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. Reminds me, there's a time I called someone and then my time like quickly ran up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what, they texted me back.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew you that. I didn't know you that coward. And I was like, no.
This is just a technical
issue. But that was quite funny. That was quite funny. I felt it. It was like, come on.
Because I think I've said it on this pod that I'm that kind of person that if I don't want to know I don't want to know you because you've told me you're Dr. Kevin. I want to know Kevin. Like, I want to get to know you. I want to understand you.
Oh, take a mirror.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to know Dr. the Kevin. You just want to know who Kevin is.
Yeah, I want
to. You already know about the doctor. The DR, you know, it's about.
Yeah, we know you're a doctor. Yes, you're a neurosurgeon. Blah, blah, blah. That's it. That's not enough.
Yeah.
What do you even what's your takes on sports?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your takes on the weather right now? Like, the cost of living. You know, you need to spend time with people to know how they think about that.
Because
some people they feel zero pinch and they care nothing about it.
Do you think people take keen note on that nowadays?
On how
things on, are on just knowing people to those levels. I or it's just keeping up with their IG posts and
it has to be intentional. It's intentional. If you mean to want to know somebody, you're gonna maybe go extra. Sometimes maybe could be because of work. Maybe you're doing some background check if you're trying to hire them.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because it's at least you say it's just it has to be intentional at some point in this life.
Because I kind of feel that, especially for this generation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel they're really inactive with the just socializing, you know.
Yeah.
They're just backwards with it because all the time everybody's just on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Just on their phone.
Yeah, we've lost that personal touch with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, which could be true, because the social media gives you that luxury of having to connect with so many people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
do you really, really connect with them?
You feel like you're connected. That's why the follow button and follow back buttons are there.
God damn.
And the likes and things and so, comments and things like that.
You know, it's quite a crazy thing.
That's because why I'm telling you, don't like my picture because you know me, you follow me. Like my picture because you like my picture.
That is just funny because what makes someone think that if they unfollow someone, they will completely cut their influence in their life just like that?
Yeah, I know.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, somebody really followed me. I wanted to unfollow them, but when I got there, they beat me to it. So I was like, oh, snap, you did me the favor. Okay, good.
It's like breaking up. Yeah. They broke up with you just before you broke up with them.
I think we've touched on like the unfollow button. It's really those buttons, bro.
Yeah, it's but one of those buttons that people be taking so serious out here. Yeah. Like, he unfollowed me. Can you imagine? Come.
The
he just unfollowed me. You'll meet me in the streets. Still say hi.
Follow me.
Yeah, you'll just say hi, man. Like it's quite crazy that I wouldn't even want to say that it's technology as such. I just want to say app. You know? It's defining our boundaries of what true friendship is and true feelings to
connection with each other.
Yes, because I feel even if it's about unfollowing, if it was now a real situation where you guys are now talking about it, arguing it out, I think there wouldn't even be that stupid bullshit about you unfollowed me.
Yeah,
I don't know, and then you give a lot of bad energy about this other person
and
just
like
because
that you mentioned social media.
Yeah, just because it's your take on them, how something else happened.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's fucked up. I mean, people even judge you based on your comments, your tweets, things
of
like
course.
That. Even pics you post. It's because that's a representation of you.
Leave
that's
alone
what you're
that.
Putting out there for them to judge.
Leave alone that.
It's,
people,
it's fucked up like that.
People even judge you based on people you follow.
Exactly. Bro, you follow this nigga.
You follow this nigga? I'm unfollowing you. Come on.
I don't even follow it. I'll be gossip myself.
That is crazy.
I don't want to get into that though.
You don't want to be gossiped.
But now that you're mentioning social media and we're talking stage, you know, yes, there's you'd meet with a person and you remember we were in your balcony and some dude on the highway is close, you could see. This guy walks up to the shorty, was on the highway, but we didn't actually see them exchange numbers.
That was nice.
That was nice, though.
That was nice, man.
Maybe they come from the same block. I'll see you around.
I don't know, but usually for
maybe like a guaranteed communication between people, we have to exchange contact.
Yes.
And contact is taking us to social media.
Mm-hmm.
And with social media, I wonder if there's talking stage. Because the kind of talking to the social media is not really, you guys maybe have to plan to maybe link up, but let's say all this is you, the proximity between the both of you, you can't be together. So all this has to happen on the platform. Because I believe the relationships are even marriages that began on the platform.
A lot.
So a lot, many.
A lot.
We started on Facebook.
Funny enough, there are people who are dating for even more than 3 months, but they've never met.
Oh, yeah. I've had a girlfriend on Facebook for close to a year, bro.
Come on, you're one of them.
Before freshman year.
Crazy. Because I was just thinking about a random situation of something my brother was telling me about exchanging numbers. What exchanging numbers, what he perceives is it has. He says exchanging numbers is not you, me giving you my number and then you call me. I give you my phone, you give me your phone. You enter your dials, I enter my dials. We've now exchanged numbers in that case. But me giving you my number and then you dial me, that is just me giving you my number, not us exchanging numbers. You feel me? Yeah.
So let's exchange contact. So let's mine is this, and this, and that.
Exactly.
Oh, I feel you. So the technicality to it.
So you can jump on my DM and then...
Yeah.
ask for my number. And then
for me, what I can sum up exchanging in numbers is I want to follow up on this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get personal, so I need your contact.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I call, you can maybe pick up.
But I'm
like, I need to find you easily from now on. I need to be able to reach you as quick as I can. So I need your contact.
I know, but I'm a funny one.
Uh-huh.
I have almost 50 people,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not wrong,
mm-hmm.
that I've ever asked for their number, but I've never called or done anything with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm those people that... Uh-huh. I would have like a vibe
mm-hmm.
with you,
mm-hmm.
and then later
mm-hmm.
Look back and be like, Anna, this is just a little compromise.
Yeah. for me, actually, what I usually do these days is just exchange Instagrams.
Uh-huh.
Because uh-huh. I don't want to take your phone number knowing very well I'm not going to call you, but
take my hand.
Yeah. So can we can follow that? Each other. We can. We can. I feel like social media is easy, especially Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So, because people usually like change locations. Mm-hmm. Next time they're in Ethiopia, they're where you can't call them. They've changed their phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, WhatsApp is not something that I'm usually on. Mm. I'd be on WhatsApp just because of work. Like, WhatsApp is my least favorite app.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I don't even, like, check on the status.
Yeah.
Because I don't even post them myself.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we, on IG, we exchange phone numbers on social media, it's easy for us to keep a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or one, from time to time, I can text you, just ask how you're doing, how you're doing. Yeah.
So you say you can handle WhatsApp, or you can handle Instagram,
yeah,
but you can't handle WhatsApp, nor dials.
All owned by the same folk.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yo, it's been the Backbenchers. It's been nice. It's been real. We've been kicking it with y'all. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode twice as much as we did. My name is Uncle Barry.
My name is East Vision. No, scratch that, man. I'm Dr. Mze. Ever since this year started, if you don't know.
Yeah. Have an outro.
Come on.
What do you call your sleepy cousin? Napkin. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.